Hello, farmers, and welcome to the harvest season. My name is Al, and I'm here to talk about farming games on my own this time. Hope you can cope with just hearing my voice. It's a little bit sad for you because you don't get any other exciting voice. But it's good for me because, you know, editing one voice is so much easier than editing multiple. So hello, welcome. This is probably just going to be a news podcast because we've got a very busy time just now. There's a lot of news and planning a bunch of episodes coming up. So we're just going to have a calm news episode. Not much else we're going to talk about. But before that, what have I been playing? I've been playing a little bit of Pokemon Snap. I've actually been getting properly into that game, which is good because, you know, I bought it, spent money on it. So, you know, there we go. I also jumped back into Story of Seasons, Pioneers of Olive Town for a little bit to play a bit of the DLC. Kind of stopped on that though, because I really want to wait for the 1.0.5 update, which will be coming sometime, before I put too much more time into it, because the quality of life updates sound great and I don't really want to play without them. So there we are. And I think that's it. I've been playing a couple of just small mobile games on my phone. Nothing farming related. But yeah, there we go. I'm saving up all my farming for the upcoming games. Mostly the end of the summer. There's quite a lot coming out in end of the summer into autumn. So, you know, gotta save it up. Can't always be farming, otherwise I'll burn out, and, you know, we don't want that to happen. So there we go. So going to talk about some news. First of all, Alba. Nope, I keep doing it every single time I pronounce it the Scottish way. Alba, a wildlife adventure, is now out on consoles as of when this podcast comes out. So if you're listening to this, it will be out now. If you've been waiting for it to come out on Switch, or I guess any of the other consoles, go get it now. It's out. I have bought it, despite already having played the game, because I really want to play it on the Switch. As of recording time, it's technically not out, so I can't tell you whether the Switch version's any good, but hopefully I'll have some information on that for you next episode. I may well be playing it as you're listening to this podcast, although probably not, because a lot of you are in America and probably listening when I'm sleeping. Anyway, next we have a new trailer for Sunhaven. This is the release trailer. So the link to that will be in the show notes. A reminder, this game comes out on the 25th of June. So that's just a couple of weeks away. So this is the final trailer for the game, just as it will be coming out soon. This was slightly delayed from 28th of May, was when it was meant to come out last. And they delayed it to the 25th of June. So they're obviously pretty confident in that release date, because delaying for 4 weeks is like, we've just got like one or like a few, like a single digit number of things we really need to fix and before we publish. And then obviously it needs to go up through all the red tape of all the things to get onto everything for release day. In fact, it may well just be because they ended up having to delay because like Nintendo was slow, and I don't think Nintendo give you a date. And so you can put it in and it could be multiple months before you know. I think we had a couple at the beginning of the year that took over a month to get approved, and then you have to set the date after that for release. So it may well just have been that they went, oh, there's no way we're getting out for the 28th of May, let's just push it a month and we should be fine for that. We'll probably never know. Next, there has been a new post for Re:Legend, giving some updates on how that game is going, mostly about the multiplayer system overhaul and an update on the plan for that. I'm not up to date on exactly what the status is of this game. I feel like it's in early access, but I honestly couldn't tell you. Just checked on Steam, it is in early access, and I don't know when it's meant to be releasing. It looks like they do mention that in this post, the road to 1.0, but they don't have a date. They say more about the release date will be announced in the near future. So they are expecting it to be released in 2021. So that's about as much as we've got at this point. But good to know. If you're interested in Re:Legend, the link to that update will be in the show notes as well. Go check it out. Next, we have the physical edition of Spiritfarer has been announced. So they're doing, yeah, a physical edition for Switch and PS4, priced at $34.99 and the same price in euros for Switch. And it looks like the PS4 one is at $29.99. It'll include a digital art book, 6 collectible postcards. Collectible would imply that there are, you don't get all of them. You get 6, but there are more than 6 postcards. I suspect that's not what they mean, but that's what that would imply. Otherwise, it's just 6 postcards. And a set of sticker stamps highlighting exotic locations from the game. And a digital download of the soundtrack. So yeah, if you want that, it's being done by I Am 8-Bit. There'll be a link in the show notes to that. It's up for pre-order now, and it will be coming on the 27th of July. That was when it was releasing. And it looks like it's £29.99 in the UK. So yeah, there we go. In the UK, it looks like you can only get it through Game. Don't know where you can get it elsewhere. It's specifically giving me the UK information because I'm on the website. But yeah, if you wanted a physical version of Spiritfarer, there you are. That's that. You can go get that pre-ordered now. I believe they are also planning on releasing a vinyl soundtrack for Spiritfarer, along with a bigger collector's edition, but we don't know about that yet. We don't know information about that, just that it will be coming at some point. So if you really are the biggest Spiritfarer fan, maybe wait for the collector's edition. Next, we have Summer in Mara is now available on Utomic. I think Utomic is a game subscription service for PC. So yeah, if you have Utomic, you can now get Summer in Mara on that. Not much more to say to that. If you've not played Summer in Mara, you should play Summer in Mara because it is a great game. We've also been given a bunch of information about the 1.0.5 update localization efforts. Basically, they're saying it's taking a while to do because they have, because of all the new dialogue, they obviously need to translate all of that. So it's not as quick as the previous patches. So that's why we're waiting for that. But they've confirmed the changes that will be coming in terms of the, you know, the maker's functionality, the locking movement to a straight line, the heart gauge on dialogue with marriage candidates, the some lag improvements, not needing to press A when going outside of a building, cooking time changes, the extra dialogue, and the changing, the new visuals for different meals, eating the different meals. Yeah, so we'll be getting that sometime. They haven't said what, they've just said they're working on it. So that's good to know. We've also got information, a little bit of information on the 1.0.6 update, which is being developed just now. It will be changing something about the egg festival. It will be adding the ability to change the sounds that animals make. I don't know what that means. Does that mean you can go, I want a sheep to make a cow noises? Or is it like just slightly, I've no idea what they mean by this. This sounds really fascinating, but I guess we'll find out when it's released. And some minor bug fixes. And just a reminder that the May expansion pass came out a couple of weeks ago in North America and Europe and Australia. That includes the Windswept Falls area and the school uniforms. The next pass will be coming out on the 24th of June, which includes Terracotta Oasis, another new area, which includes some characters from the first Story of Seasons game. So there you go. If you haven't got that and you would like to, you can go do that now. Next, we have a new demo for Lens Island coming out. It should be releasing on the 17th of June. This is being released as part of Steam's Next Fest. So yeah, we've got some information on that. So if you want to go try out Lens Island, you can go do that. I believe Lens Island has a release date of October this year. So, yeah, there you go. I'm really looking forward to Lens Island. It looks great. And there's a few new games that I've seen that I wanted to kind of talk about because they look really interesting. First is one called Terra Nil. And this is a reverse city builder about ecosystem reconstruction and leaving no traces of humans behind. So this is really interesting. I don't know whether you count this as farming. I mean, you're growing plants, so that's why I'm counting it. But yeah, you're presented with an arid wasteland and you're trying to build up the ecosystem and trying to make it better. So it looks like you build a bunch of stuff to like regrow things and you know, create rivers and plant trees, and that will bring animals in. It's really nice looking graphics, and I really like this idea. It's kind of a city builder with a twist. It's quite cool. There seem to be a whole bunch of different things you can do in this, and I particularly like how it makes things look. It has a bunch of things like there's different types of land. There's not just kind of grass and water, but there also seems to be marshlands and woodlands and stuff like that. And it looks like it's got other disasters that can turn you back into the arid wastelands, which is cool. Well, obviously not cool in a realistic sense, but cool in a game sense. And then once you've built it all up, it looks like you then work on getting rid of all of your equipment once you've built your lovely new ecosystem and you leave it. So yeah, it looks really cool. And it looks like it's getting a lot of attention. We don't have a date for that. That's just to be announced. But yeah, there's a link to that game in the show notes as well, if you're also interested in that. The next game I want to talk about is Wanderlost. This is a game that's now on Kickstarter. It is a cool-looking game, which does have farming in it. So that's why I'm counting this one as a farming game. It is a survival crafting RPG, and they highlight farming as a kind of major aspect of that. It's quite a cool-looking RPG. I don't think there's anything like massively new or massively interesting about it. It just looks like a nice game. I think you're in a zombie apocalypse, so maybe that is interesting to you. You build your base, you survive, you farm. There's a lot of farming stuff. They've got 40 different crops to grow, which is quite cool. There's, you know, fishing, and then you can also hunt animals. You can track, trap, and hunt them. So if you're not a fan of hunting animals in games, this probably isn't for you. I know some people really don't like that. But yeah, that's part of it as well. And then there's also combat with the zombies, with a bunch of different weapons, including bows and arrows, guns, knives, and tools as well. It looks like you can use for attacking as well. And presumably there's some aspect of crafting in it because of that. Yes, there is crafting. Looks like lots of things to craft. And it's an infinite map, procedurally generated, presumably, with four different biomes, a temperate, grasslands, forests, and scrub. Oh, it's not just four different types of biomes, but in each of those four different types of biomes, there are also three of that type. So there's temperate, cold, wet, and hot biomes. And in terms of temperate, you've got grasslands, forests, and scrubland. Cold, you have boreal forest, tundra, and arctic lake. Wet, you have swamps, rainforests, and mangroves. And hot, you have deserts, savanna, and beach. So there's a lot of variety, which is cool. And presumably there's things you can only get in certain places, which sounds good. And there are lots of animals in the game, and lots of different types of zombies as well, which the graphics of this looks really cool. So yeah, I have personally backed this one. It is estimated to be released in May of 2022. And they have hit the stretch goal for consoles, so it will be coming out on Switch at release, so Switch at the same time as PC, and then Xbox and PlayStation will be coming later. They've also hit the stretch goals for having pets, rideable animals, and mini biomes. You can get quarries in the wilderness or oases, an oasis in the desert. Wait, have they hit that one? They have not hit that. They've not hit the top one. I was really confused by their leveling. They've hit the pets and consoles, and the rideable animals is like 2,000 away. And then they've got another 15K to get to the mini biomes. And looks like they've got more coming up, but they haven't announced what those are. So yeah, it's pretty decent pricing. I got in on Early Bird, but that's no longer available. You can get it for $20 for the game, and that's on PC, Switch, Xbox, or PlayStation. All the digital copies can be on any of the consoles. all the systems. So yeah, the link to that will be in the show notes as well. It looks really good. I like the look of it. And finally, we have another game that I think looks really interesting, which is called Palia. You may have seen this going around because it's been quite popular on social media as well. This is described as a massively multiplayer community sim that's equal parts Stardew Valley and World of Warcraft. You build a home, befriend villagers, and experience an evolving narrative in which humans have mysteriously reappeared after 1,000 years. Yeah, a cozy community sim MMO set in a high fantasy world. I've never really been one for MMOs. I never got into them. I tried quite a few. I tried WoW. I tried some other ones that I can't remember the name of. But yeah, I've never managed to get into any of them. So it'll be interesting to see whether I get into this one. I will definitely be trying it. It looks gorgeous. I like the idea of an MMO that isn't high stress. You know, that's obviously great. There's a lot of information on the website about it. With some screenshots of information about the gameplay, characters, and obviously the fact that it is an MMO. They do say that the game is also fun alone, so it sounds like maybe you would be able to play it without connecting to the internet. I don't know. They don't make it clear about that. They haven't any information about when they're going to release, but you can sign up for the pre-alpha. As an aside, I don't know why places are obsessed with these other terms like pre-alpha. Now, the whole point of alpha is to say there's going to be lots of bugs, there's going to be lots of missing features. Like pre-alpha, what does that even mean on top of alpha? It's just people are never happy to like put a name to something. They're not like, oh, well, it's not alpha. It's not good enough to be alpha. And you're like, but the whole point of alpha is it's not going to be good. That's the whole point. Right? It's an early access thing. Why not just call it early access? Like, we have terms and people like to create these new terms because they're not happy to commit to an existing term. Like, it actually means anything of use. Wow. Didn't realize that rant was there. all right. It looks great. It looks gorgeous. I would love to play this. I have signed up for the pre-alpha. If you want to sign up for the pre-alpha as well, then link is also in the show notes. Yeah, so I think that's all the news. Just to kind of summarize some things, because we have a lot of stuff coming up soon. The Alba will now be out on all of the things it's coming out on. Sunhaven releases on the 25th of June. We should be getting Village Monsters release soon. I don't think we have a date on that yet, but it's meant to be coming out in the spring. And then there's a few more releases coming near the end of the year. Also a reminder, the Wholesome Games Wholesome Direct is on Saturday the 12th of June. That's this Saturday if you're listening to this at release time. It's at 5 p.m. my time, which is 4 p.m. UTC, which is, I want to say, 6 hours ahead of Eastern time. So that would be 10 a.m. Eastern time. I don't know. Figure it out yourself. There are too many time zones. go and look, go watch it. There is meant to be a bunch of announcements. I don't have any information on this. This is just my prediction. I expect we're going to get an announcement of a release date for Snackle, maybe. Maybe some information about some other things as well. And there's an Ooblets update also coming out. We've talked about that before. That's also coming out on Saturday. So yeah, lots happening just now. I think that's everything. Thank you all for listening to this short episode, short news episode. Hopefully we'll have lots more opinions for you in the next episode. I have a plan. Hopefully that plan will come to fruition, and working on the next bunch of episodes as well throughout the summer. Some of the summer ones might be a little bit out of date in terms of news, because as with always in the summer, I will probably be going away for a couple of weeks, and so we'll probably need to bunch some together before that. So it might not be the most up-to-date, but I will probably be still checking the Twitter daily and retweeting things if news comes up. Thank you all for listening. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at TheScottBot. TheScottBot. Scott has one T, and that's bot as in robot. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at THSPod. You can also email us from our website, harvestseason.club, and also find links to other things such as our Patreon. It's a good time to subscribe to our Patreon. It's early in the month. You can also get access through that to our backlog of greenhouse episodes where we talk about other things. The most recent episode is on me trying to explain Eurovision to Cody. I do not know what the next one will be because I haven't planned that yet, because this week has been a little bit crazy. I'm recording this episode less than 24 hours before it comes up, which is very unusual for me. And I think that's everything. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, have a good harvest.
The Harvest Season is created by Rochelle Delaney and Al McKinley, with support from our pro farmer level patrons, Kevin and Stuart. Our art is done by Micah the Brave, and our music is done by Nick Burgess. Feel free to visit our website, harvestseason.club, for show notes and links to things we discussed in this episode. Thanks for listening.